Let's pray. Father, we come now to hear your word, to be instructed by it. So grant me the grace to preach faithfully and truly so your people would hear. Open our hearts to receive what you say, and may it change our lives for your glory and for our good. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your Bibles and you can open them up to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is our sermon text. It's also our treasure verse for the week. Treasure verse is a passage that we encourage you to read and reflect on throughout the week and meditate on and even memorize. But here it is up on the screen. Let's read this together. You can read it out of your Bible or up on the screen. Either way, let's read it together in unison. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. I have come to really like having my smartphone. I know some of you don't like them, but my smartphone is a really helpful tool. And one of the great things on my smartphone is the map app. When I want to go somewhere, when I need to get to a place, for example, this week I went to see Roger up at in Peoria. And I had never been to the facility that he was in, so I just put the name in, Grandview Alzheimer's Unit, and the address popped up, and I pushed a button, and Siri told me how to get there, and it was so convenient, so very helpful. And I've learned that I really need that. It's a great tool for me to use. And I was thinking, and I was reflecting on it, and I realized that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is a lot like the map app on your smartphone. It is it's an app, as it were, that helps you get from where you are to where you ought to be. It gives you the directions that you need to take for life. There's a two-step process. Step one is trust in the Lord. To get from where you are to where you need to be, you need to learn to trust in the Lord. So when I put an address in my phone, in the map app, a route pops up. And with the map app, when I first started using it, sometimes I didn't believe it. You know, I thought, I don't think that's right. That doesn't feel right to me. Sometimes it would say, take a left. And I thought, but I need to be over there to the right. I don't want to take it. And I didn't do it. And you know what happens? Those crazy road engineers designed it that in order to get to the right, you've got to take a left. It makes no sense to me, but that's what they've done. And my map app knows that. But see, I sometimes think I know better than the app. And I say, I don't need to go there. I want to go there. The map says go left, but I want to go right. And all of a sudden I find I have missed my turn, I'm turned around, I'm lost. The same thing happens in our lives when it comes to trusting in the Lord. Do I trust what God says to me when He gives directions to me in my life? Do you trust the Lord? Will you trust God's directions for your life or not? What do we mean by trust? Well, this word for trust is referring to having full confidence, absolute dependence, and total reliance on someone or something. The word is used to describe a child, an infant, resting in his mother's bosom, just nestled close to mom and snuggled there with him. The child feels safe and secure. And maybe you've seen some cute little baby before, and you want to draw close and come near, and you try to reach out, and that baby pulls back. That baby has put his faith and trust in mom and not you. When we trust in the Lord, we are putting our full confidence in Him. We are completely depending upon Him. We have total reliance upon the Lord. Why should we trust the Lord? Why should we rely on Him completely? Why should we depend on Him totally with everything in our lives? Well, first of all, we should do it because He's omniscient. Now, omniscient is just a big word that means God knows everything. God knows everything. You and I might know a lot. Some of you might know a lot more than some of the rest of us. God knows everything. There is not one area of our lives where God is not completely informed of. You know, sometimes I try to give counsel to teenagers, young people, my kids, and sometimes I get the look, you know, like, you have no idea what you're talking about, old man. Life has changed. Middle school doesn't work this way anymore. Sometimes they're right. Sometimes they're totally right because I don't know everything. I think I do, but I don't. Sometimes we feel like God is the old man. You know, he thinks he knows everything, but we know better. Because we're here. We're up to it in our elbows. We've gone through it. We know. Friends, you and I need to understand that God knows everything. There's nowhere that we can hide. There's nowhere that we can go where God does not see and perceive everything. He is omniscient. He is all-knowing. So we should trust Him because He knows everything, but we should also trust Him because He is completely wise. You know, it's one thing to have knowledge of everything. It's another thing to know how to use it. Friends, God is wisdom. He is the source of wisdom. God knows the right thing at the right time in the right way for your life and for mine. We've got to learn to trust God. We also trust God because He's benevolent. God loves His people. God loves you. There are other people in this world that don't love you. There are people in this world who would try to use you, take advantage of you, who would try to swindle you. God's not like that. God's not one of these door-to-door hucksters that try to prey on senior citizens and trick them into subpar gutters or whatever it is that they're trying to peddle. God cares for you. And when He gives directions for your life, when He gives counsel to you, He is not trying to manipulate you. He's not trying to trick you into something that is going to be to your detriment. He is always seeking what is best for you because God loves you and He cares about you. God knows everything. He's wise. He loves you. And you can also trust Him because He's omnipotent. God is strong. He is powerful. He is absolutely powerful. He has all strength. There is no one that can supersede Him. And so we can trust. We can believe. You know, I think about the Hebrew children as God delivers them out of Egypt. God gives them instructions. He tells them to follow Moses. He tells Moses where to go. He has provided for them through His love and care. And He leads them out of Egypt after they plundered the nation, and they march out to the Red Sea. A nice, you know, little holiday by the seaside. Until the Egyptians show up, thundering down the way in their chariots. And all of a sudden, the people get panicked. And they are terrified, and they get angry at Moses, and they say, "Why did you bring us out here to die? Why did you bring us out here to be slaughtered like this? What is God doing?" And Moses cries out to the Lord, "What are we going to do?" And God says, "Stand still. Calm down. March through the sea." It didn't make a lot of sense. But Moses lifted his rod and the sea parted. Because God is powerful. Friend, you can trust God even and especially when it doesn't make sense to our human eyes and our worldly experience. because God is the God who can perform miracles to accomplish all His purposes. We should trust God. The opposite of trusting God is leaning on our own understanding. We are tempted to trust ourselves more than God. We're tempted to rely upon ourselves more than the Lord. We want to be the arbiters of what is right and wrong for us. This week, we had a baseball game in Mason City, and I'll be honest with you, I don't find myself traveling to Mason City all that often. Wasn't quite sure how to get there, so what do? I pull out my handy little phone, type in the address, and Siri tells me the direction to go. And so we're driving down Tower Line, and then we take, a right, and then it says take a left. And that's weird. And we find ourselves on these little back county blacktop roads, little more than farm trails. I thought, what in the world are we doing? And is Siri messed up? And Sarah pulls out her phone. She's looking at the map. She says, well, it looks like we're going the right way. And it seemed like if you would have stayed on that road, it would have veered off the wrong. I think you're going right. Well, sure enough, Siri got me to the ballpark. Well, we're getting ready to leave. After the game, we're loading up, and we're going to head back to Pekin. We're going to stop at Culver's. Maybe I'll get that senior discount again. I didn't, by the way. We're driving back, and Sarah says, should I pull it up on the map? I said, I've got it. I know where I'm going. And we're barely out of the parking lot when I realized, is this really the road? And, and I don't want to admit it at this point. So, I'm kind of making a guess, and we get there, and Sarah looks at the map and says, yeah, this is right. You're good. I was like, okay. And so we're driving along, and we're on, I think, 122. And I'm looking for the road, looking for that left. I'm looking for what I think is Town Line. I should have been looking for what? Tower Line. Yeah. But see, I'm trusting in myself. And, I slowed down, and there was some other road. Nope, that's not it. And I keep going, and I look, and I kind of slow down, and I see Tower Line. It's like, no, we're looking for Town Line. And I keep going, and all of a sudden, we're pulling into Delavan. Why are we in Delavan, Of course, I blame Sarah. It's all your fault, No, it's not. What happened? I thought I knew where I was going. I thought I knew what road to take. But I got confused. Friends, when we lean on our own understanding and we don't trust the Lord, we think, oh, I've got this covered. We take wrong turns in life and we end up in places we don't want to go, like Delavan. I'm just joking, you Delavanites. I don't mean that. The reality is, so many times, we are the cause of our own suffering and our own misery because we don't trust God, and instead, we lean on our own understanding and we take wrong turns in life. How do we know if we are trusting in the Lord or not? Let me give you a few questions to ask yourself. Does the Word of God shape and even overrule your thinking on any topic? On any matter, is it the Word of God that defines what's right and wrong, what's true and false, and what you believe or not? Is the Word of God the authority in your life? If it's not, if there's some area of your life where you say, I don't really care what the Bible says about this. Everybody else is going this direction. I'm going to follow them. Then you're not trusting in the Lord. You're instead leaning on your own direction, on your own understanding. Another question to ask. Do you take what is perceived or considered to be risks to obey God? To, for example, forgive those who have sinned against you. To share the gospel with a neighbor. To put God first in your finances. I mean, the list could go on. Do you take risks that in spite of what the world sees and even what you can see, do you march up to the edge of the Red Sea with the Egyptians thundering in behind you and you trust God to step foot into the sea as it splits beyond all human understanding? Are you willing to take those kinds of risks in your life to do what God would have you to do, even when everybody around you says, you really shouldn't do that? You can't really trust God in that way. Another question for you to consider. Do you trust God or do you lean on your own understanding? Do you believe that someone somewhere will make it to heaven apart from Christ? Do you, deep down in your heart, think that there's somebody somewhere in this world that they're going to make it to heaven without Jesus, without faith in Him, without trusting Him, without turning to Him in dependence? Do you think if somebody's just good enough, religious enough, or well-intended enough, God will let them in? Then, friend, you are not trusting in the Lord. You are leaning on your own understanding. The Bible is so clear on this. Trusting in the Lord begins by trusting in Jesus as your Savior and knowing that Jesus is the one and only way to the Father. Friend, if you trust Him with your eternity, won't you trust Him with your temporal life? Trusting God and not leaning on your own understanding requires humility. You got to humble yourself before the Lord. So friends, let's trust the Lord today. Let's believe all that He has said. Trust in Jesus alone as your Savior, giving Him your eternity and your time, and let Him call the shots in your life. Step number one is trust the Lord. You type in the address and it shows you the direction to take, the path to take. Step number two is to submit to the Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledging the Lord is not just tipping the hat to God. It means surrendering your life to Him. So I put the address in the map app and I push the button and it says starting route. And Siri starts telling me where to go. She even tells me what lane to get in, what turn to take. And every time I think I know better than Siri, I'm always in the wrong place. Am I going to let this silly phone tell me what to do? Or am I going to trust in myself to get me where I'm going? More importantly, am I going to let this book tell me where to go or not? Am I going to let God give me directions in my life? Submitting to the Lord, letting Him tell you the direction to take, means that you must acknowledge that God is God and that you are not. You recognize the omniscience that we talked about, His omnipotence, and you understand that you're limited. You can only see so much. You can only know so much. You have to believe that we should follow His directions in life. To acknowledge or to submit to the Lord in all your ways, in all of your life, means that we are surrendering to Him and we are obeying Him. This is so counterculture to the idea of trusting your heart and being true to yourself. This is the opposite of following your own dreams. Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Our hearts are deceptive. Our hearts lie to us. When Disney show tells you, follow your heart, kids, that's stupid advice. Don't listen to it. Following your heart is going to land you in jail. It's going to bring you no end of misery. Follow God's heart, not your heart. Our hearts are messed up. They're defiled by sin. We're self-deceived, and we can rationalize anything. And we see it happening all over the place. To submit to the Lord means we have to surrender ourselves to Him and stop calling the shots in our own lives. So in our family relationships, husbands, we just start loving our wives like Christ loved the church. Because that's what God says. You're not trusting in Him. You're not leaning on Him when you refuse to love your wife sacrificially, men. Wives, when you don't honor and respect your husbands, you're not submitting to the Lord. Kids, when you don't honor and obey your parents, you're not submitting to the Lord. You're going your own direction. Parents, when you don't raise your children in the training and instruction of the Lord, you've gone in a different path. You've taken a wrong turn. When we would rather complain about the governing authorities than trash talk those who have secular power over us, we've taken a wrong turn by not praying for them and giving honor to whom honor is due. When we don't love and pray and bless our neighbors and our enemies, we're not submitting to the Lord. When we choose not to resist the devil and instead give in to the temptation at the time, we have not submitted to the Lord. We're called to submit our lives, to put Him first in every area. You just think through your life. You just start going through your day. Start going through your pocketbook. Start going through your calendar and ask, have I submitted myself to God in this area? Is this how God would have me use my time? Is this how God would have me use my money? Is this how God would have me speak? Is this how God would have me treat this person? You walk through each step, each aspect of your life, and examine yourself. And if you're not surrendered to the Lord in those areas, you've taken a wrong turn. You've gone your own path. As we trust and submit to the Lord, He will make our paths straight. In the ancient world, roads weren't very well constructed. I was on I-74, and all of a sudden I'm dodging this massive crater pothole, trying to get out of the way of it. Maybe you do the same thing and you realize, oh, I wish Springfield could fix these roads for us. In the ancient world, the roads were terrible. The land was hilly and rocky. But if a king was coming to town, what would happen is the people would go out and they would smooth out the road. It reminds me of, I grew up on a dirt road, a gravel road out in Oklahoma. And every month or so, the grader would come through and just plow the road and smooth it out. And for about a day or so, it was pretty smooth. And then the rain would come and the potholes would return and it would be a mess. But there for a while, the road would be smooth and easy to travel. Friend, the Lord is going to make your path straight. He's going to give direction to your life. It doesn't mean you've got an easy road to go. It doesn't mean that you won't have bumps and bruises along the way, but you'll know where you're going because you trust the Lord who's getting you there. Where is God taking you? Well, in this life, He's taking you to Christ's likeness. He's making you like Jesus, to look more and more like Him. And ultimately, He's taking you to heaven. So why take a detour to misery and grief and worldly sorrow when you can trust the Lord and submit to the Lord and get to where the Lord would have you to be? The place of joy, the place of peace, and the place of fulfillment. The first step this morning is by trusting in Jesus as your Savior, by recognizing that you are a sinner separated from Him, but He died on the cross for you, The Bible says that if you will call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. You'll be on the right path. If you're not there, would you start? And maybe you started down on that path a long time ago. You trusted in Jesus as your Savior, but you've kind of veered off. You've taken a few detours, and you find yourself in a bad place right now. You know what? The Lord is ready to receive you. You can repent. You can turn back to Him. You'll find that God is right there. It's never too late to start over with the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He'll make your paths straight. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that You'd help us to do this today. We pray that You would help us to trust You. I'm reminded of the man who came to You begging for mercy. And the Lord Jesus says, all things are possible for those who believe. And He said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, today we believe, but sometimes we don't have enough belief. So increase our faith and help us to submit and obey, to do the hard things that You would have us to do. We pray that if there's anyone here who is not a Christian, that they would trust Jesus. Thank You for being our God and for loving us. It's in His name we pray. Amen.